that have an honorary doctorate to a worthy individual you will hear more about in a few minutes, as well as board approval for the concept of a public-private partnership arrangement to construct new single-room clustered residence halls for first-year students at NIU. Several of my colleagues on this board toured existing university residence halls in March and encouraged President Peters and NIU senior administrators to develop plans to replace and renovate our existing on-campus housing for NIU students while keeping with our historical capacity standard of 6,000 on-campus beds. Today represents the first of a series of steps that NIU will be taking in 2010 as part of an effort to bring our on-campus housing options for students up to current standards and codes. Other public universities in the Midwest and in Illinois are taking steps similar to those NIU will take this year, and it is important NIU do so in order to remain competitive and meet the demands by new students for clustered, community-based, on-campus living. Now, I would like to welcome University Advisory Committee representatives who may be present this afternoon, Dr. Alan Rosenbaum, Dr. Farrell Bryant, Dr. Gregory Wass, Dr. Joseph Buck Stevens, Dr. Bobby Cesarek, and Mr. Jay Montero. Any of you care to offer any remarks?
Nope, no comments at this time. Thank you.
All right. This is then the point in our agenda where the chair may recognize members of the public who have complied with the state law and Board of Trustee bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Davidson, have you received any timely requests to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, yes, I have received one timely request to address this board meeting. I recommend the following individual be recognized for remarks not to exceed 5 minutes in duration. Khaled Ismail, PRISM Activist Committee Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Davidson. I understand you have provided Mr. Ismail with the generally acceptable rules of decorum for public presentations. Is that correct?
Yes.
Before we receive any presentation, I want to remind the trustees and the members of the public who are present today, these presentations are mainly for providing special information to the board concerning its pending business, and the chair will take under advisement any follow-up presentations, if any, that may be appropriate. The chair recognizes Khaled Ismail for no more than 5 minutes for a presentation.
Honorable Chair, board members, and President Peters. I would like to start off by thanking you for giving me the opportunity to be here today and speak to you about a matter that directly affects the university's ongoing efforts to uphold its mission to mature in its aims and ideals and respond to the demands of the future and changing population. I address you today as a concerned member of the NIU community and on behalf of the NIU lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community on campus. In order to shed light on the need to add gender identity and expression on the university's non-discrimination policy. To ensure clarity, gender identity is defined as a person's sense of identification with either male, female, or gender neutral, as manifested in appearance, behavior, and other aspects of a person's life, regardless of one's assigned sex at birth. Gender identity is usually related but not limited to transgender individuals. It could also refer to simple expressions of one's gender as males having long hair, females having short hair, cross-dressers, and various other characteristics. Gender identity is different and not necessarily related to sexual orientation. NIU is ranked among the top 100 LGBT-friendly schools in the nation. The resources and protections provided for lesbian, gay, and bisexual students and community members emphasize the university's continuing efforts to create an inclusive campus for students, faculty, and staff. However, a group that is often left out are the transgender population. Transgender students not only have to deal with the same daily stress of a college student and being a sexual minority, but also have to live with society diagnosing them with gender identity disorder, inadequate housing accommodations, lack of gender-neutral terms and application processes, and the list goes on. One might think that administrators would want to ensure retention and persistence of their students. But when a student has to deal with all the mentioned struggles, along with not feeling safe and protected, it becomes almost impossible to concentrate on anything else. In addition, the following findings prove the importance of such an addition. The following universities and colleges in Illinois have gender identity and expression in their affirmative action non-discrimination policy. The University of Illinois System, Roosevelt University, University of Chicago, Western Illinois University, Northwestern University, Illinois Institute of Technology, Knox College, Parkland College, and finally, Richland Community College. Number two, the Illinois Safe Schools Alliance published the Visibility Matters Report in the summer of 2008. The report examines LGBT visibility in higher education and teacher preparation programs, institution policies, as well as campus atmosphere. Northern Illinois University scored an F on a scale of A through F simply because gender identity is not on the non-discrimination policy. While a university like Western Illinois, they don't have an LGBT resource center, they still scored a C because they have gender identity on their non-discrimination policy. The addition to the policy does not only affect a particular group of people, but it also reflects on the university's reputation and status among other schools in the state, region, and country. Number three, to ensure that NIU students are ready and accepting of the addition, I drafted a letter directed to the Board of Trustees and President Peters, expressing the concern of community members about the issue, urging you all to advocate to add gender identity and expression to the university's non-discrimination policy. On April 16th, 2010, members of NIU PRISM were able to get 270 different people to sign 270 letters within 2 hours of standing at the MLK Commons, and I have these letters with me today. I would like to end by summarizing how important it is for gender identity and expression to be added to the university's non-discrimination policy in order to provide a safe and an inclusive environment for all. Research shows discrimination against transgender students happens regularly on college campuses. As a gay student, I am protected under the university's non-discrimination policy, but my transgender peers are not. An addition to the policy would at least give them the basic need of feeling safe. At this point, I'll leave you all with hope and trust that the matter will be considered comprehensively in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Ismail. Dr. Peters, your report.
Thank you, everyone, and Mr. Chairman. I know I'm not alone in eagerly anticipating the renewal and the energy that the spring season brings us each year and around campus. Spring means when you see a picture, warmer temperatures, sunshine, spring break trips for students, pickup games on our rec fields, students gathered in groups relaxing near the lagoon and throughout the MLK Commons, final exams, and for many of our students, the ultimate goal that they have worked towards, and that's commencement that's coming up. So before I present my report this morning, I want to take an opportunity to congratulate Trustee Sherilyn Muir. You didn't wait to see what I was going to do. What she did. And NIU's First Lady, Barbara Cole Peters, for their outstanding accomplishments that will be celebrated by the NIU Alumni Association tonight at its annual Spring Awards ceremony. Trustee Muir has been selected to receive the Distinguished Alumni Award for her dedicated service to the university, and Barbara Cole Peters, and I can only tell you this because she's not here right now, will receive the F.R. Geigel Service Award from the Alumni Association. So now, please join me in congratulating these two outstanding professional women. I look forward to tonight. A couple other congratulatory notes before we continue our agenda today. I want to offer our own media services staffer, that is your staffer, Tony DiFialco, my heartiest congratulations on receipt of his baccalaureate degree from NIU College of Business next weekend. Appreciate what you've done. And of course, our trustee, Matt Venice, who will receive his degree in political science. So spring truly brings time for celebrating refreshment and renewal, and it's that spirit that I bring two items to the board for consideration and approval. I move to item 7A, that awards the university's highest honor, that of an honorary degree, in this case, the Doctorate of Humane Letters, to L. Tammy Duckworth, Assistant Secretary for Public and Intergovernmental Affairs at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, and a decorated Black Hawk helicopter pilot whose severe combat wounds in Iraq cost her the use of her legs. Secretary Duckworth's nomination for this honor was put forth by the NIU's Department of Political Science, and during the 1990s, Secretary Duckworth began pursuit of her doctoral degree in our Department of Political Science in comparative politics and international relations with an emphasis on Southeast Asia, a university-wide area of specialization. She is fluent in both Thai and the Indonesian languages. During her studies at NIU, Secretary Duckworth was a recipient of the highly competitive Foreign Language and Area Studies Fellowship offered by the NIU Center for Southeast Asian Studies. She also spent time working as a research assistant for the Center for Governmental Studies and coordinated a university project to measure radon levels in DeKalb County homes. And incidentally, her study was the first ever radon measurement program of more than 500 homes in a single U.S. county. Secretary Duckworth's doctoral studies here at NIU were cut short when her Illinois Army National Guard unit was deployed to Iraq. During a mission north of Baghdad in 2003, her aircraft was ambushed and a rocket-propelled grenade struck the helicopter she was co-piloting. She continued to attempt to pilot the aircraft until losing consciousness from blood loss. As a result of the attack, Secretary Duckworth lost the use of both of her legs and partial use of one arm. She has received many decorations for her actions, including the Purple Heart, the Air Medal, and the Combat Action Badge. Following her recovery, Duckworth dedicated her life to public service and emerged as a national hero and role model, advocating on behalf of veterans and disability rights. She has subsequently served as director of the State of Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs and was appointed by President Obama to serve in a current capacity. She was confirmed by the U.S. Senate and sworn into office on April 24, 2009, but her story does not end there. A major in the Illinois Army National Guard, Secretary Duckworth declined medical retirement to continue her service. In 2008 and 2009, she completed the Chicago Marathon on a hand-cranked bicycle, and she also resumed flying as a civilian pilot. NIU Department of Political Science Chair Dr. Chris Jones said it best, Tammy Duckworth is an inspiration to millions of Americans. And I would add that she is a true American hero who has served her country with valor and distinction. We look forward to welcoming her home to NIU to present her with this honorary doctorate degree she so richly deserves. So I ask your approval of report item 7A.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. Trustee Boy.
No. I defer to Trustee Miller on the second.
All right, very good. If there is no discussion, then all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
All right, the second item for board approval today is item 7B, the first part of an exciting and still uncertain developing comprehensive replacement and renovation plan for on-campus university residence halls. Today's item requests board approval to develop a potential partnership arrangement with a private sector developer to build a new state-of-the-art single-room on-campus residence halls for up to 1,000 students in an effort to meet the needs of new first-year students. NIU opened its last undergraduate residence hall more than 40 years ago. Our on-campus residential housing options are aging and in need of replacement or renovation. The university is currently developing a comprehensive plan to flip most of our older residence halls to meet changes in student resident hall expectations. All accommodations in this new complex would be single rooms with a private bath or two single rooms sharing a private bath, reflecting the greater level of independence and privacy preferred by today's students. The overall setting, however, will retain the most desirable features of on-campus housing, including convenience, security, community and peer support, strong ties to the university, and availability of food service. The buildings in this new clustered housing complex will be built using the same sort of partnership that allowed NIU to build Northern View Apartments in 2007. Under that arrangement, a private company assumed the cost of construction, with the actual facilities managed by the university. At the end of a predetermined period of time, the university will take ownership of the facilities. This is an affordable way for us to address what has developed into one of the greatest needs on our campus. Competition for students is becoming increasingly intense, and our aging housing stock simply cannot compete with the newer, more modern options offered at other universities. Simply put, to continue to properly serve the Northern Illinois region, replacing and renovating our on-campus housing to reflect the needs and interests of today's students is an issue we must address. So as part of the university's comprehensive plan to replace and or renovate existing residence halls, we will continue to maintain our historic on-campus housing capacity at 6,000 beds. Most of the board toured the residence halls recently and saw firsthand the importance and urgent need for renovation and or replacement of our on-campus housing stock. And I want to thank the board for its support for this important issue and for your encouragement during the expeditious development of a comprehensive plan to renovate our older halls, most of which, again, are 40 years old. Vice President of Student Affairs and Enrollment Management, Brian Hempel and Provost Alden and Dr. Williams and I are working diligently to bring back a final recommendation to the board on this first phase of a comprehensive plan, and that is a partnership with private sector developer to construct a single room housing complex that would open as early as 2012 to incoming students. We will do our best to return to the board with further details at the board's May 13th meeting, and therefore I ask the board's approval of item 7B.
Can I have a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Trustee Venice.
I'm very much in support of this measure. I think it's critical that we move forward on this. I know this has been a big issue for students who live on campus since I came to campus in 2006 and was a part of the Residence Hall Association. This is something that students are talking about. And while we don't necessarily have details yet in terms of the specifics of funding and how this is gonna look, I think this is going in a very exciting direction, and I think it's critical that the university continue to move forward in this direction.
Other comments? If not, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion also carries.
That completes my report.
Thank you, President Peters. Are there any other matters to come before the board today? If not, our next regular full board meeting is scheduled for Thursday, May 13th, 2010, on the main campus in DeKalb. May I have a motion to adjourn? Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We'll stand adjourned.